views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they too seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, the opportunities for income streams and legitimate tax breaks and commission checks and car truck bonuses just are going skyrocketing through the roof here. One out of 10 post offices are closing in America due to the internet, a lot of email instead of snail mail, and of course the economy's down, and so people aren't sending out a lot of junk mail or first class letters. People are paying their bills online and checking their accounts online and receiving information about their accounts online, and so there's less snail mail, right? And the post office is kind of going the way of the elevator operator, which now the elevators are computerized, and even a three-year-old can do that, and going the same way that the old gasoline station attendants went. There's no tube anymore that goes ding-ding when you drive in, and anybody runs out and cleans your windshield and checks your oil level and then pumps the gas for you. Do that yourself by swiping the card. And then the numbers of people who are live people in the checkout lines of these big superstores is getting fewer and fewer because there's more self-checkout lines, and by the end of 2010 is projected there will be 100% self-checkout. And then, of course, you have the fast food places. Started out, you could run your own credit card instead of handing it to a person who took your order. Well, now they have touch-sensitive screens. You touch on your order on the screen. It looks like an ATM machine. You swipe your card, and by the time you get to either the drive-up window or the counter in the lobby, your order's ready. And so publicly traded corporations are in business to actually make a profit for shareholders and not to provide jobs. And as soon as robots and computers came online, anything that required a human being has become obsolete. And so we're in a transition period, and you have to be mentally agile, physically agile, and thought agile to flourish in this economy because everything's moving towards computers and robots. Kind of like we moved from the horse culture to the combustion engine culture. We went from from farming to manufacturing, and now we're going from manufacturing to whatever, right? IT stuff. And so I urge you to contact your Youngevity associate and pay your $10. It's a one-time fee, and this is a willable asset. As you build your Youngevity business, you will your Youngevity distributorship, if you will, your business that you've built up over the years, to your heirs. They don't have to pay $10. That $10 is a one-time fee, and you can go 1,000 generations of that $10, right? And so what a great investment, that one little $10 fee. And you can build your Youngevity business. We have over 500 products, 17 different companies in our family of companies, including Suzanne Summers. I mean, come on. You can be a partner with Suzanne Summer for a one-time fee of $10. Yep, with all her beauty products and Face Master and Thigh Master and all her jewelry and accessories and her weight loss products and meal replacers and sauces and spices and meals. And my favorite is the chocolate-covered espresso beans. I just love those things. There's chocolate-covered almonds, chocolate mousse, all this great stuff. And then the other 16 companies associated with it are all high-class things, everything, beauty products, mineral makeup, facelifts, breast enhancements, we're talking about things like moisturizers, mineral makeup, blush, eyeshadow, mascara, you name it, we got it. Non-chemical peels, et cetera, et cetera. So I urge you to do this. I urge you to do this because things are a-changing. And if you cross your T's and dot your I's with Youngevity, you'll get up to 9 commission checks a month. You cross your T's and dot your I's with Youngevity, you'll actually get up to $2,000 a month in car and truck bonuses. And then, it's kind of exciting, is that you get legitimate tax breaks. And if you are working, you actually get back a significant amount of your withholdings. And obviously, you can do a much better job of deciding how your money is used than the government, regardless of which party's in. Government doesn't do a good job with your money, so why not do it yourself? You can't get those legitimate tax breaks as an employee only when you own your own business, and the law doesn't say it has to be a $4 billion business. You get the same tax breaks when you have a $10 business. Now, we'll give you 2 websites. You can actually link them to the Mothership website, so you don't have to go to a website master or webmaster guru, spend a lot of time and money. You can get 2 debit cards, and we will wire you your money, regardless if you're getting 1 commission check a month or 9, we'll wire your money into your debit cards, and so you get it instantly as you earn it. You don't have to wait 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 days to get the check. And obviously, we're going that direction, so sometime next year, all money will be transferred electronically instead of by snail mail and hard checks. So this is kind of an exciting business, and they have to do with health, right? This is, I believe, going to replace health care. This is something, it's kind of a do-it-yourself, doc-in-the-box thing. We have kits, okay, kind of prepackaged kits to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. We have kits to support and promote healthy metabolism and blood sugar levels and healthy metabolism, blood flow through arteries and blood pressure levels. We have kits to support and promote healthy brain function. Well, how about the Jumbo Brain Pack, right? As one of those little docs in the box. You can do these things yourself. So get a hold of that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. Get a hold of the book of called Immortality and learn how to do it yourself. We'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
The drive is made to the basket. A high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come now. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff. For the slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and 2-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Chocoholics, come in and listen to this one. We actually have the Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. If you need to lose 10, 25, 50 pounds or so, and you're a chocoholic, you need to try Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. Individually wrapped chocolate chews with cocogen. Cocogen is a natural substance you find in cocoa, and it ramps up your metabolism safely so you burn more calories, dampens your appetite. And I mean, this is a fun way to lose weight. You take one of these chocolate chews 15 minutes before a meal, and you won't be hungry, and you're going to burn more calories. What a way to lose weight. The Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. Wow. Chocolate lovers, listen up. The Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. All right. If you want to lose that 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, contact your Youngevity associate and ask for that book, Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, and Cure of Obesity. It also discusses type 2 diabetes and the metabolic syndrome. When you get the book Hell's Kitchen from your Youngevity associate, ask for a free copy of the CD by the same title, Hell's Kitchen. Okay, we have Billy sitting in here for Doug today. Billy, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us?
Well, first of all, good afternoon, Doc. And second of all, have you been to the ER lately?
Not me. I have never been to the ER.
Well, good for you. I only go when I lop things off my body. Like the last time I went, I was chopping fish, and I missed and got my finger. Now, I would think that, you know, the ER is there to help you when you have a problem, and CNN has published an article recently, How to Get Help in a Hurry in the ER. Now, they go into some great detail about what you should do, what you should say, how you should do it. Total waiting time in a U.S. emergency room in the year 2008 was 4 hours and 3 minutes on average. That's a 27-minute increase in nationwide average wait time since 2002, yada, yada, yada. They go on about this. Now, it seems to me that unless you've done something to your finger like I did the last time I had to go to the emergency room, short of cutting off part of your body or getting in a car accident where you need trauma help or something like that, it would seem to me that the more prudent thing to do would be to avoid the ER like the plague, and to do things in your life and your lifestyle that would help you do that, avoid the ER at all costs. You're a pretty good example. You're almost 70 years old now. You've traveled the country. You do a lot of more work than most people do in a whole year in a week. You're a shining example of what taking care of yourself is all about.
Well, thank you, Billy, and I did hit the 70-year-old mark a couple of months ago, and
well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. and of course, next month it'll be 55 years that I have not visited a doctor, with me being a patient. And I'm not stupid, so I do my own physicals every 3 months. I do physicals 4 times a year. I go to one of those pharmacies where they have a chair, and I sit in there and get my free blood pressure and my pulse, so I don't have to worry about white coat hypertension. I get the test strips. I can dip in my urine sample and find out if I have blood or sugar or infection or protein, or in my urine I can find out the pH and all that kind of stuff in my urine. If I have ketone bodies in there, I can find out my liver function, kidney function from my urine. I can stick my finger and I get my blood sugar levels and cholesterol levels. So for less than $5, I do 4 physicals a year, so about $20 or less, I can do 4 physicals a year, and I don't eat any fried foods. I keep the sugar to a minimum. I mean, a very minimum, probably a quarter of a teaspoon a day, and it's from our energy drinks primarily. And I do take all the Mighty 90 twice a day faithfully. I've never missed since I was 9 years old. And I don't do things where I step on the landmines. I don't do a lot of jet skiing and off-the-road stuff with ATVs and things of that nature.
And chopping fish.
I don't chop fish. I will fillet fish, but I'm very good, and I always cut away from myself, and I never chop. I use very sharp knives because it's easy to get through the fish without having to saw at it, and it's usually when you have to saw or do things like that that you stick yourself. And so what we teach people to do in that trilogy of books, actually, there's a lot of emergency stuff you can do yourself. You can clean your wounds with the something like the Prohobis Spa antibacterial hand soap. You can disinfect the wounds with our colloidal silver. For $2, you can get a whole box full of either Steri-Strips or the things like the butterfly bandages. And so in many cases, laceration through the skin, you clean the wound out with our Prohobis Spa antibacterial hand soap. You use then the colloidal silver, and then you use the Steri-Strips or the butterfly bandages, and you can deal with the minor wounds yourself. If you do get in a car wreck or you're in a house fire or something where you have a really severe injury and will need some professional help, your prayer on the way to the hospital is that your doctor who's going to manage your case is sober. Because according to Harvard Medical School, 52% of licensed medical doctors are either drunk on alcohol or gorked out on street or prescription drugs during their waking day. And if you're a bad luck cowboy, when you have two doctors in the room, they're both drunk. So it's best to avoid them if at all possible. Do as much as you can yourself. Get that trilogy of books. Get the PureWorks hand sanitizer. Get the Prohoba spa disinfectant and antibacterial hand soap and the colloidal silver and do it yourself. We'll be back after these messages.
It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got two?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah? What's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And I have to tell you just kind of a news brief here. John Hughes, the writer, director, and he was also the guy who gave the money, the producer, for Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and also he did 16 Candles and Breakfast Club, Home Alone, all those kind of movies were his. He wrote them all, produced and directed him, and he just died at 59 while he was out jogging. I'll guarantee you he wasn't taking the mighty 90. We all know that exercise kills without supplementation. Exercise without supplementation is suicide. So I want you to all listen up out there. I want you to contact your Youngevity associate, get on the Mighty 90, take in consciously all the known essential nutrients, and you want to use Rebound FX instead of that other stuff, Gatorade. Gatorade has two nutrients in it. Rebound FX has 100. Which is better, 100 or 2? I bet John Hughes wishes he was taking Rebound FX. Okay, let's see here. Billy, let's go to callers.
All right, Doc, let's head to Oregon. Mary, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hey, Mary, you're on the air.
I'm calling about fixed allergies. When we last spoke about this, we only had time to determine that I should take two enzymes with each meal, mm-hmm. as I'm already on the Mighty 90 Plus.
Okay.
And we determined that I should eat some of the foods I pulse tested allergic to in order to find out if they were fixed allergies or not. You told me to check in every 2 weeks, and you'd walk me through it.
Okay.
Nuts and eggs are now my top priorities. The plan I formed was to first determine the amount of those that I should eat on a 1,200-calorie diet.
Okay.
One of my questions is, am I going about it the right way?
Okay. All right. Well, what do you weigh right now, Mary?
123. I accidentally lost 2.5 pounds.
Oh. Okay. How tall are you?
5'4".
Okay. All right. And, yeah, basically, kind of a fun way to do this is to, say, go without eating eggs for 10 days, 14 days. And then have a poached egg in the morning. And before you eat the poached eggs, go ahead and take your pulse, do the pulse test, and take your pulse. Let's say it's 78. You write it down, and go ahead and eat your poached eggs. Nothing else. Just say one poached egg. And 30 minutes after you eat the egg, take your pulse again. And then an hour after you eat the egg, take your pulse again. And if it goes up 10 points. If it goes up, say, from 78 to 88, in either the 30 minutes or the 60 minutes, that means you are allergic to it. If it goes up from 78 to, say, 82, it's probably okay. And protein from eggs are usually pretty safe, especially if you're taking the enzymes and you're staying away from carbonated drinks, anything that's going to neutralize stomach acid. Obviously, you got to take salt, and we have some wonderful sea salt through the Suzanne Summers line of spices and everything. And so people who want something other than just the standard salt across the counter, it's a wonderful sea salt. And you can do this with each food. You can do that with nuts, and I would do it with individual nuts. So do that with macadamia nuts only. Do your pulse test. Do that with pecans only. Do that with Brazil nuts only and so on. Because if you do get a reaction with a handful of mixed salted nuts or a tablespoon of mixed salted nuts, you just have no idea which one it was. You still got to go through everything. So I would go through and do the pulse tests on each type of nut, and it'll be great. But call me again in 2 weeks. Bring me up to date on the individual foods. We'll be back after these messages.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells. Youngevity steps up. With their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. This is Dr. Joel Wallach from Youngevity. And if you want to know about allergies, get a hold of that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. That trilogy of books will teach you how to do your own pulse test. And if you find you're allergic to chicken eggs, eat quail eggs. Well, where do you find quail eggs and duck eggs and turkey eggs? In the Oriental food stores. And if you're allergic to chicken eggs, the odds are you're not allergic to quail eggs. Or if you're allergic to cow's milk, the odds are you're not allergic to goat's milk, and you can really have a great life. Contact your Youngevity associate and ask for that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. Okay, Billy, let's go to callers.
All right, Doc, let's head to Missouri, and Mike, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Mike, you're on the air.
Thank you, Doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, you bet. What's up?
I would like to talk to you about my daughter. She's 27 years old.
Okay.
This is her second pregnancy.
Okay.
Her first one she was preemie. She weighed 2 pounds and 8 ounces when she was born.
Okay.
Previous to that, she had had cervical cancer, and they told her that she may not be able to carry full term.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right now she's in the hospital with her second one. But they say that...
Now, is she delivering a full-term baby as we're speaking, or...
No, this one is not going to be full-term either.
Okay, so she's there because she's having early labor, and they believe she's going to have an early preemie birth.
Yeah, her cervix she has a weak cervix, and she started leaking fluid, so they went ahead and put her in.
Okay.
While she was in the hospital, they discovered that she had gallstones.
Okay.
And they have been talking like they want to remove her gallbladder.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Has she been complaining about any discomfort on her right hand side underneath her ribs?
She didn't start having these pains in her sternum until she was in the hospital.
Yeah, normally you don't get pains in the sternum from gallstones. You get kind of crampy pains, almost like a gas pain on the right hand side underneath your ribs, and not in the center. When you get them in the center, you can have reflux. You can have something going on with a dislocated rib. You can have something more sinister like coronary artery disease, even at 27 years old. Or you could have a back problem in which your degenerative disc disease or some kind of bone spur which can put pressure on the spinal nerve and can cause a pain on the sternum. So there's multiple possibilities for pain in the sternum, but typically that's not a gallstone. And so they may be unrelated events, okay? And the fact that she was pregnant and having early contractions, that may have caused discomfort in the sternum, okay? So there's all kinds of things that can cause that, not typical of gallstone. Now here, when she gets out, and I wouldn't be quick for her to rush to judgment on doing surgery on her gallbladder. First of all, it's there for a reason. We need a gallbladder to accumulate bile to be able to absorb efficiently the essential fatty acids and fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K and other healthy fats. We also, when you have gallstones, it's a signal that the metabolism of your liver is not happy. Okay, and she may have residual stuff from maybe she had chemotherapy from her cervical cancer. She could still have some residual effects of that. She could just be suffering from malnutrition and not have all the nutrients necessary for a healthy and happy liver. And so, again, I'd be real slow to get my gallbladder removed, because through diet and supplement programs, you can certainly reduce the risk of any more gallstones. You can certainly reduce the discomfort that occur with gallstones. And it just comes down to, does she want to do it or not? Personally, I would not have it done, but then that's me. And if she does have gallstones, or if she does have the surgery, we have what we call the gallbladder in a bottle, which is the ultimate classic, or the ultimate enzymes, the ultimate enzyme. She could take one or two of those before each meal with a couple ounces of water, and it will actually do what the bile does that comes from the gallbladder. It's the gallbladder in a bottle. We'll be back after these messages.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals, along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And we do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. And if you really want to get busy and help people with their health, get a hold of that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. they'll be able to help you deal with over 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and aromatherapy oils. And so, again, contact your longevity associate and ask for the trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. Okay, Billy, let's go back to Missouri. And Mike, second question.
Yeah, Doc, if she does have these gallstones, will this enzyme, enzyme help dissolve them, or...
Okay.
Or should she go ahead and have those physically removed?
Okay, well, first of all, again, that's a good question. That's probably the pertinent question here. Number one, gallstones are not really rocks like your kidney stones are hard, made out of primarily calcium magnesium mixtures or calcium carbonate or calcium silicate, calcium oxalates. They're hard. They're like rocks. You could probably kill Goliath out of a sling with one, right? Gallstones are soft jelly-like things. They're actually like very, very soft, oily, greasy jelly beans. They're 100% cholesterol 99% of the time. On rare occasion, they will calcify, which is very easily detected on an X-ray or ultrasound. And again, you can live to be 120 years old with gallstones if you manage your diet. For instance, if you avoid fried foods, if you avoid alcohol, and you stay away from wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats, and get on a gluten-free diet, the odds of getting new gallstones is slim. And then when you add to that all the known essential nutrients, which we call the Mighty 90, so you get on the no fried food, no margarine, no cooking oil, no burnt meat diet, the gluten-free diet, no pasta or cereals and pancakes and waffles and spaghetti and that kind of stuff, and croutons and bread and toast, hamburger bun, just stay away from that kind of thing, and then add no alcohol, and then the Mighty 90, all the known essential nutrients, because the liver is a hard-working organ, does like 50,000 different reactions an hour, requires a lot of nutrition to pull that off for all these cofactors and physiological biochemical reactions in the liver. And when you're missing something, this is what causes gallstones to appear. They don't just appear randomly. They appear when there's not enough nutrition to make the liver happy, to allow the liver to do its work. And so, to my knowledge, there's nothing you can do to dissolve the gallstones. Now, there is an old home remedy, which actually, by the way, is in the book, Let's Play Doctor, which is called the liver cleanse. And of course, it's kind of a good thing today because through X-rays and CAT scans and things like ultrasound, you can actually visualize those gallstones. You don't have to sort of conjure up, oh gosh, do they have gallstones? You can actually visualize them with these imaging tests. And I like the ultrasound because there's no radiation and it's very cheap. And you can count the gallstones. You can see if they're calcified or if they're just that soft jelly cholesterol that the liver was not able to process for malnutrition, essentially.
Yeah.
And then you have to make a determination. Are they too big to come through that common bile duct? Usually when you're talking about sand, gallstones the size of BBs, they're easily passed. And the old home remedy of what's called the liver cleanse, where you maybe have lemon water for 24 hours and then take a couple ounces of olive oil or something like that, then the next, you do that in the afternoon or the evening, and usually the next morning you do a kind of a liver gallbladder cleanse sort of thing. The recipe, again, is in that book. This is an old home remedy, and everybody has to make that determination whether or not they want to do that, because you got to stick around the bathroom because you will have several bowel movements, and there's stuff in there that looks like the gallstones. It's green little beads of cholesterol, and so that is an option, but there's no guarantee that the gallstones will come out. But, again, the benefit of the ultrasound is you can determine, gosh, if it's as big as a golf ball, I wouldn't do the liver cleanse. If they're the size of BBs, then I'd seriously consider that. And again, that's everybody's personal thing. They have to make that determination. So she may want to do some investigation research into it, decide if she just wants to live with him and control her diet, or if she wants to have her gallbladder removed, or if she wants to do a liver cleanse. Those are the three options. But in any case, the presence of the gallstones are telling you that she has a nutritional deficiency that's affecting her liver. The liver is not happy, and so she needs to supplement to reduce the risk or prevent the formation of new ones, regardless of which decision she makes, okay? Hope that helps you out. Okay, let's see here. Billy, let's go to callers.
All right, let's head on over to Indiana and Dean. Dean, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Dean, you're on the air.
Thank you, Doc, for talking to me. I'll keep it simple.
Okay.
We have a woman, 72 years old, who 30 years ago had her gallbladder taken out and her tonsils. She does suffer from allergies and suffered them for a while. I'm talking about 15 years or so old allergies. She had a real bad neck surgery here about 2 years ago, and they took out two vertebrae and replaced them with discs because of bone spurs that got in there and were basically shutting off electricity. I put her on the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. She's been on it about a year, but there's a problem with that. After she takes it, approximately 3 or 4 hours later, she eliminates. And also the gel cells, I put her on those for her arthritis, which is kind of developed and kind of trying to kind of help her neck out and help her arthritis with the gel cells. She's been taking those, and I worked her up to one a day on those. The trouble is, she says, I take a gel cell, and within about 30 minutes, I eliminate. On the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, the day she takes those, which is not every day, she also eliminates in about 3 or 4 hours later. So she says, I really don't want to take it every day because I'll be out. But I'm trying to overcome this problem of her eliminating and not wanting to take it so she can get more in her.
Sure.
What do we do?
Okay. Does she have any sugar problems like diabetes or low blood sugar or anything like that?
No, she does not.
Okay. Let's do something a little milder. A tangy tangerine is loaded with vitamin C, and some people are sensitive to vitamin C, and it's not unusual for the people who are sensitive to vitamin C to take some tangy tangerine, even appropriate for body weight. What does she weigh, by the way?
She's approximately 175.
Okay. So her dose would be, say, 1.5 ounces a day or 1/2 ounce 3 times a day of the tangy tangerine, and that may be enough vitamin C to cause gurgling and intestinal dumping and so forth. And it's one of those things where you can cut the dose, or you can go to something like Tropical Plus, which has the trace minerals in it but does not have the amount of vitamin C. Or you could go to just the plain minerals or the Cherry Mints. Now, the Cherry Mints has the black cherry and the equivalent of about 8 drops of apple juice in it for taste into the plant minerals. And sometimes you want to start somebody out to build them up, you can use the plant minerals. It would be a ounce per 100 pounds of body weight. So I'd give her the plant minerals. I'd give her 2 ounces a day. And if she has a sensitive stomach, I'd give her 1/2 ounce twice a day, which is a tablespoon twice a day. A tablespoon of the plant minerals or the Cherry Mints at breakfast, a tablespoon in the evening. It's a little underdose, but wouldn't hurt to start her there. And then I would start her, if she's had her gallbladder out, I'd start her gently on her enzymes with what's called Nightly Essence. It has 12 of the normal intestinal bacteria, the probiotics, 12 species, has 4 enzymes, including natokinase, and I'd give her 2 or 3 of those, say a minute or two before each meal, with a couple glasses of water, and just start her with the Cherry Mints and the Nightly Essence before each meal. And I'd give her even the Osteo FX Plus. Give her a tablespoon of that twice a day. And then call me in a couple of weeks. Let me know how that went. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Longevity Way on Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. I want to talk to you again about Longevity products. I know I talk about it all the time, and, you know, I know you're probably tired of hearing it, and I'm sorry. But I'm not sorry to keep reminding you of things you need to do in your life every single day. One of those things would be to take the essential fatty acids. Our body does not make essential fatty acids, and they are very essential to our health. So you must take them. You must supplement with them. Youngevity has a product called EFA Plus. That's EFA Plus. It's the product that I take every single day, and I like the EFA Plus because it has the salmon oil in it. And you know, today is a day of bad trans fats and good fats. This is a good fat. And the minimum that you should take every single day would be 9 grams, which would be 9 capsules, 3 after every single meal.
For more information on this product, call your local Youngevity associate today.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss again. I almost forgot to talk to you about one of my very, very, very favorite products from Youngevity Company. It's called OsteoMag. OsteoMag is a wonderful magnesium supplement. And you know, magnesium is so very important for so darn many things in your body, especially your heart. But it's also good with your calcium drink. It's just a yummy thing. It's a good thing to take. I take mine every night before bed. And it also gets all of your insides starting to move around and, you know, the next day you get to eliminate it all. If you get my drift. If you want to go into real personal behavior, give us a call because we want to talk to you about those things because those things that are moving in there are one of the most important things in your life. Let's get it moving. Let's get it. Let's just get OsteoMag.
For more information on this product, call your local Youngevity associate today.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. This is Dr. Joel Wallach for Youngevity. And Billy, are we going back to Dean in Indiana?
No, we think we got Dean squared away, so
okay.
You can have the last segment.
Oh, okay, I can take the whole last segment? Okay, good.
So it's a rare opportunity for you to tell us some more stuff that we
okay,
need to know.
Okay, thank you. All right, goody, goody. Okay, well, basically, obesity is the big problem in America now. They, whoever they are blaming a lot of the economic woes we have in the medical system and the problems we have with so many job losses, everybody's pointing their fingers at obesity. There's 70% of Americans, adult Americans, overweight, and there's 40% of adult Americans who are obese, which is 40 pounds or 30 pounds or more over their ideal weight for their height and body structure. 44% of American kids are either overweight or obese, and so this is a significant problem. And that's because the government and doctors, medical doctors primarily, doctors who call themselves bariatric doctors, doctors who have specialized in weight problems, all look at weight problems wrong. They think it's a disease of excess, but it's not. It's actually a disease of deficiency. And the reason why people can't stop themselves from eating is because they're minerally deficient. This is called pica in the scientific community. The street words for pica is the munchies. Just can't stop eating. And so basically when you take the Mighty 90, you're getting the minerals, and the minerals will, usually within 10 to 14 days, create a more normal eating behavior, right? And so the munchies, pica, binge eating, and cravings will either be significantly reduced or disappear. And so you can get on with your life and you'll slowly lose weight. And if you want to speed up the weight loss process, you throw in the true chocolate. Take two or three of those, say 15 to 30 minutes before meals with two 8-ounce glasses of ice water. I just had a couple of those before the show started myself, and then I had a handful of mixed salted nuts and one of our ACT energy drinks and a little sprig of grapes, maybe 20 grapes. And that's my lunch, and I probably won't need anything now until dinner time. And then I'm going to have a very small 300 to 500 calorie dinner with maybe just a bowl of vegetable soup or something like that. I had my eggs this morning, and I've lost 45 pounds. I've had to go through two or three belts here. My wife complains that when I readjust all the loops in my pants, I look funny in the back, and so she wants me to get new pants and so forth. And so I'm doing what I'm asking other people to do. And most people look at me and say, "Oh, my gosh, Doc, you really look great. What are you doing?" Well, I'm down to 1,200 calories a day. And I want you to get the book Immortality, because it deals with a calorie-restricted diet, which will add many, many healthy years to your life. It deals with the Mighty 90 and many ways to get all the known essential nutrients. It deals with the antioxidants we require to be healthy, especially when you're losing weight and you burn fat to lose weight. There's a byproduct of free radicals, and if you don't have enough antioxidants in your body to neutralize them, you could cause coronary artery disease or increase your risk of cancer and other problems. So it's very, very important to have all the pieces together when you're trying to lose weight. And here's where the book Immortality is a good place to start, and also the book Hell's Kitchen. Those two books will actually teach you how to control your weight. They will teach you how to live well beyond 100 in a healthful chronological way, but also teach you how, even though you're chronologically, say, 100, 120, it teaches you how to be biologically 30, 40, 50, 60. In other words, if a medical doctor were to look at your blood values and your physiological values, blood pressure, your oxygenation of your blood, and so all your blood tests, urinalysis, and so forth, and your medical records, you say, "Oh, this person is only 30 to 40 years old. In reality, you're 120, right?" Well, the book Immortality and the book Hell's Kitchen will teach you how to accomplish this. Okay, well, thank you so much, everybody. Great questions and testimonies today. Thank you so much, Billy and Rick. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops, and God bless America.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.